Radio 1. Lokalmatador. Musik von hier.
Unser Lokalmatador von heute, der ist zwar gebürtiger Ire, aber er lebt seit dem Jahr 2011 in Berlin. Und ich sag mal, es haben schon Leute nach der Hälfte der Zeit von sich gesagt, sie seien Berliner. Also ist unser Lokalmatador Berliner durch und durch. Er spricht auch viel besser Englisch als viele Leute im Berliner Innenstadtring, weswegen wir das Gespräch auch in Englisch führen werden. Herzlich willkommen, A.S. Fanning.
Danke.
Oh, yeah, now again with open mic.
Hi.
Yeah.
Danke.
I read the following sentence about you. A.S. Fanning isn't exactly known for his euphoric sound. He has given himself over two heavy dark themes in the past, and this has been reflected in his sound. Also er ist nicht unbedingt dafür bekannt, dass er so fröhliche und optimistische Musik macht. Vielmehr sind es düstere Themen und düstere Musik. Und ja, ich wüsste gerne, ob er den Grund für seine innere Dunkelheit kennt. So do you know the reason for your inner darkness?
The reason for it? Wow. No, I don't know. I think it's just something I've always... wondered about and been curious about, something that leads me to question these things, to think about where this comes from. You know, I've had
the darkness, the melancholic stuff. Yeah.
And maybe something of the fact that people try to ignore it or try to avoid talking about it or try to, you know, there's always a pressure to just to ignore that and put on a sort of a happy, positive exterior.
Oh, give me a break, I have to translate that.
Sorry.
also ich habe gefragt, ob er den Grund für seine innere Dunkelheit kennt, und er sagte, naja, er ist eigentlich immer schon auf der Suche auch nach dieser Dunkelheit, weil ihm aufgefallen ist, dass Leute das vermeiden und dass Leute das auch ignorieren und da gar nicht so genau hingucken wollen. But you feel very, very well in the dark places of your soul, in your mind.
yeah, I also don't, I think... I don't actually think of it as darkness so much, in that I think if you can express something with genuine feeling and soul in it, I think that's, to me, as positive a thing as anything. You know, I think when very upbeat, ostensibly happy music has no soul in it, to me, that's kind of a, there's a deeper darkness in that almost. so I think if you try to approach something with some genuine human feeling that people can recognize, I don't think that's a dark thing.
Okay, ja, im Grunde sagt er, sei er nur ehrlich, und dass er in fröhlicher Musik oft diese Tiefe und Wahrheit nicht finden kann, die er aber findet in der Musik, die er macht, macht ja auch Sinn. Wir hören jetzt mal einen Ausschnitt aus 3 Songs, damit Sie selber sich von dieser, ja, so ein bisschen melancholischen und düsteren Stimmung einen Eindruck machen können.
I didn't care to feel your light, and with the black Madonna as my guide, with the wild demon Jesus running by my side, I didn't care to feel your light. Oh, Carmelita, hold me tighter.
Yeah, what we just heard were the 3 songs that are called... Oh, yeah, you tell us.
What was that? So Carmelita, the first one, was the first single that I released nearly 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And then the other two were both songs from my previous album, Mushroom Cloud, that came out about 2 years ago.
Yeah, and the song in the middle was... one of your more happy songs.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if it sounds more happy. I don't know if the lyrics in it are necessarily happy, but it's definitely one of the kind of bouncier musical
And the last one on that one, you sound like Nick Cave. Is it on purpose? Ich habe gesagt, in dem letzten Ausschnitt, den wir gerade gehört haben, klingt er ein bisschen wie Nick Cave, ob das beabsichtigt ist.
It's not on purpose. I'm a fan of Nick Cave. I always, you know, I don't take any offense at that, but it's not something I thought about.
In November, you brought out the new single. Today is for Forgetting. Mm. We will hear that one a little bit later. And the album is called Take Me Back to Nowhere. And you are going on tour with that album. So I thought you would only tour in Germany, but you just told me 2 days ago you were in Malmö. So what Sweden? Yeah. What places do you go?
Well, so
that
far,
are not in Deutschland.
So the tour, we're starting in, we've got Germany, Netherlands, UK, and then a couple of shows in, we come back and do more shows in Germany and Austria, and I think later in the year we'll be going back up to Scandinavia and maybe stuff like France and Italy, but that's not, we're still waiting for confirmation of that, but we travel around quite a lot.
Also er ist tatsächlich sehr viel unterwegs und zwar immer hin und her, ja, das ganze Europa, wenn man so will, Skandinavien und England, na gut, die Ortsnamen werden Sie schon selber verstanden haben, sehr viel unterwegs. So you're basically touring in 2026?
Yeah, starting March 16th and then it's going to be a busy year, yeah.
And are you happy about that or do you prefer to stay at home in Berlin?
I'm happy about it. It's one of those things when you haven't done it in a while. It's been a year maybe since I've toured, so it's exciting to go back out again. I'm sure after 6 months of it, I'll be looking forward to, you know, cooking my own food and sleeping in my own bed. But right now, it's exciting to think about.
In which part of Berlin stands your own bed?
Friedrichshain.
In Friedrichshain. Mhm. Ah, ja. Also genau, er sagt, er würde gerne gerne auf Tour gehen und freut sich drauf, aber in einem halben Jahr, und wenn man dann die ganze Zeit unterwegs war, wird er sich sicherlich auch freuen, sein eigenes Essen zu machen und in seinem eigenen Bett zu schlafen. Where in Berlin do you go if you want to meet people who are like you, or where would you go if you want to meet people who speak English like you?
Well, I mean,
nice people. I mean, obviously nice people, not only English-speaking people.
Yeah. I mean, I have quite a big network of friends and musicians here, and a lot, I suppose, are from, I mean, like the music scene in Berlin, there's a lot of foreigners, expats in the music scene. So I'd often just go to friends' gigs wherever they happen around the city. But I have a few regular hangouts. I often go to my friends have a bookshop in Kreuzberg called Curious Fox. I often go there to hang out and...
You hang out?
Yeah, I hang out and have a beer or a cup of tea, and they often do events and readings and... that's what they're...
Also ja, er sagt, er trifft sich viel mit Freunden und anderen Musikern, und wenn dann diese Freunde spielen, dann trifft man sich ja sowieso eben da, wo die Konzerte stattfinden. Ein Freund von ihm hat einen Bookshop, you said, ja?
Yep.
Ein Buchladen in Kreuzberg, wo man sich dann auch trifft und wo er abhängt, and I thought hanging out would be not a thing.
Yeah.
It's still a thing.
No, it's nice. It's a nice place to go.
Yeah.
Especially in summer, they've got it's in Lausitzer Platz. It's a nice place to hang out in the summertime.
I love to hear a song of yours, a whole song this time. And it's your single. It's called Today is for Forgetting.
Spinning, gurning, spinning at the center of this cosmic cluster bomb. Trying, 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 trying to seem normal.
Today is for Forgetting von A.S. Fanning, who is not only sounding like Nick Cave, but also doing Leonard Cohen impersonation very well, as we hear. This time you sound like Leonard Cohen. Is that on purpose? No, still don't.
Also not, but I'm also a big Leonard Cohen fan, so there's no offense taken.
So what does the A.S. in your name, so your name is A.S. Fanning, what does the A.S. stand for?
So my first names are Aaron Stephen, but I've always been known as Steve.
Aaron Stephen?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. So what I thought that could be the name of a novelist like J.D. Salinger or T.C. Boyle or T.S. Eliot.
Yeah, I guess that was kind of the reference point.
Yeah.
Rather than just calling myself Steve.
Which one? T.S. Eliot?
Well, anything. I suppose that was just my general writerly pretensions trying to come out.
Also das jetzt zum Beispiel war Absicht. Er wollte tatsächlich auch einen Namen haben, der ein bisschen so klingt wie der Name eines Poeten. Und da ist ja nun wirklich auch, oder eines Schriftstellers, da ist ja wirklich nichts Verkehrtes dran. Tell me about your album, Take Me Back to Nowhere. What are your topics on this album?
So it's kind of about, like, I broke my wrist like a year ago. And
what is wrist?
My Handgelenk.
Oh,
Which wasn't a
big... Er hat sich das Handgelenk gebrochen.
It kind of made me... I was trying to write and I kind of locked myself in my room for about 2 months and drove myself slightly crazy and was kind of engaging with the outside world only through social media and that kind of thing, which can be very dark and confusing. And, you know, if that's your only... I mean, especially when there's like...
So let me translate to this point. Ich habe gesagt, was sind die Themen auf dem neuen Album? Und er sagte, naja, er wäre allein zu Hause gewesen mit einem gebrochenen Handgelenk und hatte so gut wie keine sozialen Kontakte. Die er hatte, waren Kontakte über soziale Medien. Und da kann man schon mal ein bisschen schräg draufkommen, sage ich mal. Ja, go on.
But yeah, I think it's a very bizarre thing to have that be your only window into the world and to see, you know, you're scrolling through Instagram and you're just seeing wars and you're seeing, but kind of mixed in with recipes for food and stuff your friends are posting. And it's a really strange, I think it does a strange thing to your brain.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly made me very anxious and confused. And I think sort of the Take Me Back to Nowhere was sort of this...
Wait a second. Also er hat gesagt, wenn das das einzige Fenster ist, das man hat in die Welt und sonst so mit keinem kommuniziert, dann ist das schon ein bisschen schräg, wenn sich so Bilder von Kriegen mit Backrezepten mischen. Und ja, er wäre halt sozusagen, hätte eine schlechte Stimmung bekommen. But then you started to write the songs.
So I was writing, in between all that. But I think the main title of the album and the kind of concept of it was about somehow fantasizing about going back to some simpler time. I mean, literally before birth somehow.
That's what I was thinking, back to Mama's stomach.
I guess
take me back to Mama's stomach. Everything was fine there. I shouldn't have moved. Ich hätte gar nicht umziehen sollen.
I didn't ask for this.
Yeah. That was all my questions. That were all my questions I had to you, A.S. Fanning. Ich möchte Sie herzlich auffordern, dass Sie sich mal schlau machen, wo der Mann überall unterwegs ist. Möglicherweise sind Sie ja auch in Europa irgendwo außerhalb von Deutschland. Man kann ihn nämlich wirklich an vielen, vielen Orten in diesem Jahr live sehen. Und wenn man so eine Mischung aus Nick Cave und Leonard Cohen und A.S. Fanning schon mal live zu sehen bekommt, da sollte man zugreifen. Das ist meine Meinung. Ja, vielen Dank für den Besuch. Schön, dass du hier gewesen bist.
Danke. Bis bald.
Bye.
Tschüss.